Five, four, three, two, one.
There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never could.
I'm in fine form. This is Tim, by the way. So depending on how you're listening to this podcast, maybe we have some first-time listeners. I don't know. By the way, we have done several of these. So if this is your first episode and you want to hear our takes on all the films to date of the MCU, go back through those archives. They'd be on the Jenny Position podcast. Plug in right off the bat there, Jenny.
I like your style.
This has been a journey. Very long journey.
It's a journey to record an episode.
It can be a journey and an adventure to record, yes.
It's a Jenny's journey. Jenny's journey through the wilderness, yeah.
Look, that's just how I roll.
Did you guys have that game in computer class growing up? Jenny's Journeys?
Jenny's Journeys.
Is that the dysentery one? Oh, no, never mind. That's another one.
Sorry, what?
Jenny's Journeys was an old computer game. Check it out.
Well, I feel like I need to change the name of my podcast feed now.
Jenny's Journeys.
It's pretty good.
Jenny's Journeys without dysentery.
It might be a trademark.
I don't know. I feel like that's expired by now. They didn't maintain it.
Maybe.
It's up for grabs.
They probably still make it somewhere for some like ROM or something. Wouldn't you be shocked?
Texas Instruments.
I've been doing well until my Achilles went Ragnarok on me.
Speaking of,
we're gonna talk about the 17th film in the MCU. It is called Thor Ragnarok. This is from 2017, and I want to say third phase still.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
kind of a long phase. Yeah,
a little bit.
A lot of films,
a lot of storylines, like, you know, we're like phase. Yeah, definitely entrenched in a lot of this stuff. So what was your excitement level, Scott, going into Thor Ragnarok?
I was incredibly pumped because this Thor movie couldn't be any worse than the last Thor movie. So could only go up from here. And then when I saw the trailer and fired up in the Immigrant Song by Zeppelin, I knew immediately that it was going to be something totally different. I loved the trailer. The trailer was perfect. You know, we saw who was going to be in it. It had all the fun little quips, you know, he's a friend from work, you know, like all of the quips, like, you knew that we were due for this one because, you know, we had a lot of, you know, over the past several, you know, movies. Ant-Man was the last one that had a decent amount of humor in it, because the last three, last four, Civil War, dour, sorrowful, Doctor Strange, I wouldn't say sorrowful, but very serious, Guardians 2, had some humor, but not as much as the first one, and then, well, the first Spider-Man had a decent amount, but that was, of course, a learning curve for Spider-Man, so we hadn't had, like, a full-blown, like, comedy caper entry since Ant-Man. So after the real drama and sorrow, I guess you could say, about Civil War, and then again the last few movies have had some humor but not a lot, we knew we were going to be in for something fun when that trailer fired up. So I was totally pumped and ready for it.
Justin, you looking for like a fun caper for Thor Is that yes. the kind of movie you want? For.
Yes. A romp.
A romp. So,
a space romp.
It's definitely one of those.
From what I know about the comics version, it's quite different. Is that right, Tim?
Well, tonally, yeah, it's pretty different. And I'll tell you, I honestly had a little bit of trepidation going into this one because mm-hmm. I remember when it was announced, just the title of the film and the release date, Thor Ragnarok. It was, you know, kind of nestled in there with a whole slew of announcements and upcoming releases from that one year. And it was like, whoa, holy shit, you know, third Thor movie. That really conveys something huge and epic in scope, Thor Ragnarok, just based mm-hmm. on what we know of the Marvel comics and certainly the Norse mythology as well. And then I saw that first trailer that Scott mentioned coming out of San Diego Comic-Con in 2017. And so very mixed on that because the visuals, the imagery, just the way that the trailer was produced, it all was incredibly exciting and looked like it'd be a lot of fun. I'm like, whoa, holy shit. This is going to be so different from all the other Thor movies. And yet, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, Thor Ragnarok, doesn't that deserve a little bit more of a serious treatment mm-hmm. than what is suggested by this trailer? So I was really kind of afraid and worried that tonally it wasn't going to work. Like, they would totally just strike the wrong tone, just turn it into a kind of a joke fest the way that Guardians were, because it felt very much like a Guardians movie mm-hmm. based on what they were showing us in that first trailer. And I'm like, is this what it can be good, but is it what I really want in a movie called Thor Ragnarok? So a little bit torn going into this.
And directed by Taika Waititi, who is more known for comedy, I would say.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt. What We Do in the Shadows. Mm-hmm. Love it. But certainly when I'm thinking, who should they tap to direct and really capture the scope and the grandeur of Thor, the cataclysmic Ragnarok doomsday mm-hmm. event? Oh, yeah. The guy who did that kind of twee funny vampire movie.
Like, right. Yeah, it's very weird. Do you think that this is just like a hard reset after the Dark World? Like, just totally just go a complete 180 on it and switch it up for Thor?
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, it did seem to promise that much. I mean, you didn't have Natalie Portman or Kat Dennings anywhere in sight in that trailer. Certainly just if nothing else, the color palette alone mm-hmm. was suggestive of something a lot different than that very dour film that was Thor the Doo-Doo Shit Planet.
All right, so I think this is 2 years after Sokovia, is that right?
After Age of Ultron, yeah, about yeah. So it's sort of pulling up on mm-hmm. the characters we didn't see in Captain mm-hmm. America Civil War, right? So it was like, you got all the Avengers back together except Thor and the Hulk. One imagines that the conflict could have gone quite differently had they been around for Civil War, but they were not. But what are they up to? We find out.
Well, Thor has been captured by Surtur, a huge fire demon. And right at the beginning, you know that this is not going to be anything that you're used to with the Thor movies, because he's joking around with Surtur, mm-hmm. you know, he's cracking jokes, and it's just a very unexpected opening, I feel like, and it was kind of jarring for me. What did you think, Justin?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously watching these years later, like, I didn't know what this was going to be. I just saw the name Ragnarok and figured it was about, like, a rock or a mountain or something. And then I remember someone told, I think it was Aaron, told me, oh, I love Ragnarok. It's, like, hilarious and awesome. So I kind of then knew going in it was going to be different. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it probably saved the franchise a bit, because at least for me, not knowing what was going on, it seemed like coming off those other two, and Tim, you know, obviously we're talking about this, but it seemed like Thor could be lost in the shuffle, given his solo movies were not quite on par So I think it was a smart move to shake it up and just go in a completely wild direction. And yes, Guardians has a lot of the jokes too, but Guardians is also incredibly like sad. Mm-hmm. So like this felt like it was just going to go into the complete insane. And as soon as I saw it, I could see why Aaron loved it, because it's like fresh out of his mind. But it's just pure chaos and insanity. So I think there was room in the universe for a movie like this or a series like this. And I think this was a good place to go with it, because you're already in space. You know, the actors are sharp when it comes to comedy. And but they're also such, like, Thor is such a fucking badass that he could be ridiculous and still not make him look like a goof. Right. Quill is kind of a goof because he overcompensates. Mm-hmm. Same with Ant-Man. Right. They're kind of goofy because there's no confidence. But Thor is the ultimate confident male, right? Mm-hmm. He's like fucking Thunderlips, like zero lack of confidence in his body.
So. Loving Thunderlips,
right? I mean, so he's just like, he literally knows he's just like, can destroy anything and anyone at any time, but he's just also bringing the levity. So I think it was a good way to go about it. And yes, they set the tone right out of the gate that this is not going to be Dark Worlds. It's going to be chaos.
Better. Yeah. So he basically just defeats Surtur, and thinks that he has, you know, kind of prevented Ragnarok, which has been like the doomsday prophecy, basically, where all of the realm will be destroyed or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, by Surtur. So
by Surtur, yeah.
We're like plunged into the thick of the action here. Already we're doing Surtur, and it's like, holy shit. And sitting there in the theater to myself, I'm thinking, oh God, this is going to be exactly what I was afraid of. You know, all these, it's kind of a laugh riot here that we've got Thor. We don't know how he got into this situation, but clearly he's not taking it very seriously. You know, Surtur looks like kind of a goof, but very quickly, I found that despite myself, I was kind of getting into it. And I've been asking, why does this work for me when other movies that sort of take the same approach? I think the most similar film to date in the MCU that we've seen that is similar to this, at least in tone, is probably Iron Man 3, which I really kind of dislike. And as we've talked,
you don't say.
Yeah, as we've beaten into the goddamn ground. But I'll try to get into why I think that in a very probably nerdy, stupid way. I'll try to describe why I think this worked for me in ways that Iron Man 3 did not. But yeah, this opening scene was pretty exciting. You know, Thor, he busts out, he's being trailed by the dragon. Scott, maybe help me out. What was this dragon's name in the comics? Fafnir, I think. It's actually a named character from Norse mythology. It's sort of just a throwaway here.
I have to think about that. Yeah.
Gets turned into goop by the...
Yes. Yeah, that's actually a good way to put it.
By the Bifrost. That was pretty awesome. Yeah, and then we meet some other characters who are going to be with us throughout this film and used to pretty good effect.
So Thor hightails it back home to Asgard, where things are kind of weird.
A little bit.
It turns out Loki has been posing as Odin and making chaos in Asgard, putting on plays with Matt Damon and Sam Neill.
That was an awesome. That's a random cameo.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, I totally popped for that. Matt Damon's Loki cosplay was everything, especially the hair. And overall, just super funny. Thor knowing that, you know, this is not right, and threatening to kind of crush Loki with the hammer unless he comes clean about what's happening.
When Loki gets busted by Thor in this scene and he just tosses off this little, oh shit, it's like the hardest I think I've ever laughed at anything in one of these movies.
I love Loki showing up so early right here too.
Yeah, it's just his delivery and just everything about this was hysterical.
We also have the debut or the arrival of the guard, and they kind of established him as a fuck up early, and he's gonna be obviously like a main player. What's his name? The guy who becomes executioner in a bit.
Scourge.
Yeah, Scourge.
Scourge. Yeah.
He's in my notes.
Expertly played by Carl Urban.
Carl Urban.
The great.
Mm-hmm.
He's in my notes as Nick Duke Mantar. So just so you know where I was at.
Nick Giant.
What? We'll see a cross between Nick Duke and Mantar.
Oh my god.
Obviously.
It's a hammer.
And more than rule. I mean,
Thank you for checking out this sneak preview of the latest episode of The Journey Through Infinity. If you want to hear the entire episode, because of course you do, head on over to the Jenny Position. It is my podcast feed. My name is Jenny, and you can find the rest of this show and all of my shows over there. So check it out. It's on Podbean, Spotify, all your favorite podcatchers, and catch up with The Journey Through Infinity.